Until further notice, the Utah State Forester has prohibited lighting fireworks or cutting metal in unincorporated areas, meaning areas that aren't governed by local cities. Smoking in areas with dry vegetation and lighting campfires in undesignated areas is also prohibited.
This time of year, things start to dry out, and there's just a high risk of fire. So anytime somebody's out there with fire, it has a higher likelihood of getting away from them. And once it does go, it goes big pretty quick.
That was Rod Hammer, the Cache County Fire Chief. He says the Utah State Forester places similar fire restrictions on unincorporated lands every summer, usually between July 4th and 24th. He says the Utah State Forester worked with the Cache County Fire District to determine what restrictions were appropriate in the county. These fire limits are for unincorporated areas. Cities are in charge of putting their own fire restrictions in place. Several communities throughout the state have banned firework use in certain areas.
When you have sparkly things and hot things falling in dry grass, you're going to get fires. And I think that most people would agree that having a fire isn't worth the enjoyment of a piece of fireworks, so just the risk outweighs the benefit.
According to the Utah Fire Information website, fireworks are prohibited in unincorporated areas throughout the state, and several counties have opted to prohibit campfires as well. For more information about whether your area is affected by fire restrictions, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.